is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Yeah, you love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Oh, man. We lost some legends this week.
Yes, we lost the boots for the M&M. That was sad because now she's wearing sneakers. Whoa.
Hey, guess what, man? All M&Ms are gay if you put them up your butt.
Whoa.
Have fun with it.
Melt in your hands. Melt in your mouth, not in your hands, and in your butt.
In your butt. Shows them the temperature. They should actually not melt inside of your butt until they are properly squinched by the muscles of your butt, because then it would show proper, like, quality control.
Well, it's 98 degrees. It'll melt up there. It'll go right. You'll get a sugar rush, which would be fun.
I think in the UK, your butthole is actually only like 94 degrees, or it's like 20 degrees something Celsius. Who gives a shit?
But I don't know.
Last week, so we lost Louis Anderson and Meatloaf on the same day. It makes chubby men across the world nervous.
Yes, it was a scary day to be a large man.
No, number one, if you're over a certain BMI, COVID can kill you. Meatloaf, despite being the most powerful rock tenor in the world, couldn't beat it.
In a musical theater sense, he was about as tough as they come.
He was. He rode that motorcycle that one time that was put up for him in Rocky Horror Picture
Eddie.
Show.
He was Eddie.
I love him in that, and it meant so much to me. Also, to see him as a fat sex symbol in that film.
Okay. Sure.
Because the hot redheaded was obsessed with him sexually. It made
you
me believe.
You think that's what happened in Rocky Horror Picture Show? Eddie was the hunk.
He was the hunk to Columbia. Huh. The hot one. Yeah, she was really into him. And Louis Anderson died. It happens.
Yeah.
And then Louis Anderson died. I don't think it was from a slip and fall. And
nope.
I tell you what, in their name, I ordered enough Chinese food for 5 people Friday night.
Oh, that's such a nice in memoriam.
It was the old school, man. I got the extra silverware. It's been a while since Night Horse was out of the stable. And man, I fucking patted it down. I got all the different types of dumplings. And the whole time just thinking, I think Louis would smile.
I think Louis was looking down from comedy heaven, hanging out with Robin Williams, laughing and laughing, looking at you, slowly killing yourself. This is Side Stories, everyone. I am Ben, hanging out with Henry. I told the joke on Top Hat, but I'll tell it again. Turns out Louis Anderson really couldn't live without Meatloaf. Here we are, everybody.
Wow.
It's 2022 and the humor is fine. Come on in.
Wow. Okay. You brought the Twitter to the podcast and I didn't even tweet it, dude. That's the thing, man.
Sometimes I have thoughts and I say it's not too good for Twitter. It's too good.
Twitter,
why would I give this content away for free?
It doesn't deserve our gold. Twitter should get literally, it's only when I'm shitting and I'm sick of looking at shoes. Do I go to Twitter?
Well, speaking of shitty, and I'm sorry to all the Packers fans out there, and that's what we want to commit to most of the episode, too,
is the NFC playoffs, and
it's been really hard for the Packers, and I'm sorry that they lost, and I want to congratulate everyone for dry January. We're almost done. I did have some beers on Sunday, which you're allowed. Don't beat yourself up. It's about altering habits and those sorts of things. So you got to have a couple of beers sometimes, but congratulations to anyone who did dry January. We're almost out of it.
We're almost out of it. And also, I guess the Packers didn't want it enough.
They didn't work hard enough to get it.
They really should have put more into it. And I can say that as a 37-year-old man with plantar fasciitis from inside of my home and just be like, you're losers.
It was
you're
0 degrees. They were supposed to win. The fans were cold.
Yep.
But anyway, that's.
But you know who's not a loser, who's figuring out his shit. But he is a loser, but he's not a loser so far in the scenario. I watched the new 2020 and the Murdoch family.
Oh my God.
Last night to try to see if there's anything new or whatever. And right
there
now,
is.
I think they said something like Alec Murdoch is charged with something like 43 criminal charges right now. Like, he's not doing good. But my main thing.
Well, actually, Henry, you. He wishes it was 40. He's charged with 71 charges right now. And those include that he stole more than $8.5 million from clients.
Ooh,
but
what
again,
a rush.
Still hands completely clean when it comes to everyone around him dying.
Yeah,
no one seems to care, but he stole a couple of bucks.
Where there's smoke, there's smoke. There's no other way that goes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking for where's fucking Buster, right? So the young son's dead, got shot in the head after fucking not being good at piling in the boat, right?
Well, possibly he murdered it. I don't know. He did. May have killed that girl.
He did.
This family is negligence. Bad.
Yes, they're all bad. They're all inbred and need to go.
Hmm.
Mom shot in the head. Thank God, so she won't have to deal with the embarrassment of their when they go bankrupt.
Oh, it was the best thing to ever happen.
The embarrassment
to her,
is so much better than being. It's so much better to get shot in the head than to be slightly embarrassed for 8 weeks
honestly,
and then work your way back out.
For a South Carolina aristocratic family, I think that's true. And
that's
I would have to say, if I was inbred, I would want it to be sourdough because then you have to eat your way out of it. Love some sourdough.
So, it is really hard to eat yourself away from the extra chromosomes because
it really
what it does, because a lot of times you just kind of build on top of the chromosomes. And it's almost like the chromosomes being there, that extra chromosome, it seems to become more noticeable when you put on the weight.
Yeah, it really, that is the case. So yeah, he's got 23 new charges.
Oh,
and they
yeah,
were just
every day
issued,
there's new
and
shit.
They were, yeah, they're all based on these schemes that it seems like he started in 2011.
Oh,
it's
yes.
pretty basic. Promise them that you're going to turn their money and flip it, and then you don't type bullshit.
But Kissel, I've been looking for Buster Murdoch.
Yeah, where is he? Where is Buster?
So he's the one that might be implicated into that hit and run murder that happened years before in 2015. Oh yeah, he's also a mess. He was also Buster was the one who gave the other son the ID so that he could buy the booze that would allow him to take all his clothes off and kill the girl. But
well,
guess where
hold
Buster
on
is?
A second. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's what a good brother does.
Sure.
A
sure.
good brother gets a fake ID for his little brother. So I'm actually gonna I'm not gonna put too much shade on that.
You sign off on the future of this ID, though.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? You have now, this ID now has a new future, and you are 25% a part of that new future.
I give it to my brother, and I say, no murder.
No murder.
No murder. Buy cheap beer, cheap booze, nothing over $10, and no murder.
It was, that girl died because of Natty Light. How does that feel?
Oh.
How do we all feel now?
Well, but that's how you're supposed to go as a team.
Three guesses to where Buster is right now.
Okay, three guesses. Where is Buster? Florida.
No.
Okay. Number two, is he? He's a South Carolina aristocrat, kind of on the run for his own reputation. I am
where
going to say he went to Hawaii.
No.
Okay, number three, I've got two relatively exotic locations.
Pretty solid, because Lori Vallow went to Hawaii, but Hawaii also is a Mormon enclave. Hawaii is this weird.
So we're dealing with a fucking moron.
Where has he
moron.
Just been cited?
My
Your
dad is in prison.
Casino.
Mandalay Bay.
Circa.
He was at Circa in Las Vegas?
There was a
what
picture
was he
of him
doing
at Circa.
At Circa in Las Doesn't the You know what I'm going to say to you, Buster? It doesn't seem like odds are on your side because
mm-mm.
your father's in prison. Your mom is dead. Your brother is dead. Your brother may have killed someone. You may have killed someone. Maybe gambling isn't in your future.
Maybe he thinks maybe this time we'll go all the way to the top. This time I'm going to flip it all around and I'm going to change everybody's, the entire world's future. No, yeah. Take a picture of him at Circa. Somehow he has friends. I don't know where he found friends. Maybe just because Vegas, you can meet
Buddy,
people. Like,
if you grew up with him, you think this is the time to break it off?
Yes.
Worst case scenario, Buster goes to prison. Best case scenario, he gets all of the money.
I don't know, because they are now all going to come looking for it. They're
but
not
Buster probably has a little
South-
private trust. I bet you he has a little Buster trust that they're like,
these
he likes
guys,
to his model trains, give him money for them.
These guys were lightweight little fucks. Okay, they had South Carolina money.
Yeah,
not to
that's
be anything.
money, dude. South not, Carolina has
I mean, it's
old
money,
rich money.
But not these guys were probably in the, and this is a lot of money, but they were probably under $10 million worth as a group. But he already owes 8.5. He already owes 8.5, and they're going to come looking for everything. There's going to be, they already have a civil suit cooking. They're coming for them.
Course.
They're coming for the money
but
first.
The question is, are they going to come
him.
For Buster?
Man, I'd come for fucking, I'd come for Buster.
I'd come a whole series of different things, thinking of, depending on how well he did at Circa.
I hate, like, the ginger look I'm not into, though. He looks like shit.
Okay, well, no need to be gingerist about it.
He looks like
he's
shit.
He's the only one that's out He's the only one not dead or in prison.
Yeah.
As if it couldn't be any worse for this disgusting family. Murdaugh. Some of the victims include a state trooper, family friends, and an immigrant living in the country illegally. So he had a bunch of people. Anyone is a victim in this. To be fair, between friends, state trooper, and an illegal immigrant, he didn't even see color, did he?
No, he didn't that's see what's class. Nice about his crimes.
He said, I will scam anybody.
Anyone.
I will scam them
anyone
all.
I can touch. Anybody who can give me money, I will take.
Isn't that nice?
Obviously, we'll have no clue. We have no clue what's going to happen. Hopefully, he goes down. He's still not been charged for murder for his wife and his son. I don't think
they're going to have to if he's just going to be in prison forever anyway. I don't know.
It just shows it's the only thing that anybody gives a fuck about in this country is financial crimes, and it's very, very sad. Because his wife, Alec Murdaugh's wife, is just so like, I just make pancakes. Like she might have known something. Who knows?
She knew something, of course. No one is that blind. But speaking of blind, did you see how thin Jared Fogle is?
Because he's been running from the other prisoners.
He runs 4.5 miles a day. There's a
dodging
new picture of Fogle.
Fucking monkey wrench Johnson.
Yeah,
like he's just
what?
Hiding under tables. He's jumping on top of things. He's hiding on top of lockers. He's getting a lot of CrossFit.
He's working out. Mm-hmm. Anywhere Jared goes, he finds a diet. So now Jared has the new prison diet. We got to send Jared to like war and he could have like the Afghanistan diet or wherever we invade next, maybe Ukraine. Perhaps we'll have a nice little ground troop battle there. Jared Fogle finding ways to stay in shape. And he says he feels better than he ever has.
Yeah, I bet.
Before. So isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice? I like how the comment here. This is from the New York Post. Subway Jared Fogle speaks up for the first time from prison. I royally screwed up. That is his comment about what he did.
You're
a child trafficker. He looks like he has cancer. I'm looking at him. He looks bad. This is not good.
Well,
look healthy.
You don't get a lot of sunlight in prison. And
why
then
are
there's
you
only
smiling?
So much. He is having a good time.
What is even happening?
He's fine.
I just realized he only got 15 years.
Yeah, he'll be out in 2029.
Oh my God. It's going to be a fucking
I think it was,
run
it was
on
mostly,
him,
mostly fantasy related. And then going in there and talking to a woman, being like, can I have your kids? And then believe it or not, she was offended. And she said, let's press charges on this pedophile.
If he comes out and he goes for, he's going to
get a job at Quiznos.
For my Quiznos. I can't handle it.
You wait.
We need it to stay pure.
O.J. Simpson, you know, he tried to root on the Buffalo Bills this weekend. He put on a post on Twitter. O.J., Jared Fogle, Casey Anthony. He was a part of it. And there's going to be like a suicide, like a dumpy suicide squad.
Oh,
it's going to be
God.
All them. It'll
Casey
be the D
Anthony,
team.
Casey Anthony, Jared Fogle. They all start a golf merch company where it's all about like providing clothes for golfers because golfing does seem to be the number one sport for pedophiles and human traffickers. I think a lot of human trafficking happens on the golf course because you already have the carts.
Well, there's so much time to scheme.
So much.
In
it's
football,
all
you know, there's not that much time to scheme. Basketball, you're coming and going. You can't really be like, when are we going to pick up the kid? Then it's like, oh, on to defense. You can't do it. But golf, all day long.
Only like 100 people are good at golf. The rest of everybody's just trying. They're all just trying and failing and hanging around.
I do not.
It's a way to get away from
hit the goddamn golf ball. All right,
no,
well, let's
move on. You're too
on.
Far away. Speaking of not being able to hit the balls, it means nothing. I don't even
it
know.
It
does this
mean
even
something
a segue.
If you're playing golf. It's crucial.
It does, but it was not a good segue. I don't know why I went with it. This story just seemed to be like, I wanted to do this one first because it's innocent and it's like right up there. And you know what? This reminds me of my childhood. It reminds me of how fun it used to be in high school. The one
you didn't have a good time in
high
school, I don't think.
I had a fantastic time in
high
school.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
I'm one of those opposite people. Some people had the worst times of their lives.
I didn't have
a
horrible time. I had a good 50-50. We had a lot of fun.
Really enjoyed because I did drama and I was the drama president.
Sure. Wow. Drama president.
I had different privileges.
Political.
I was politically connected and the vice president did all the work for me. And she was really upset about it because all I did was wear like I just wore a beret. And it was fun. It was, they liked, I was a figurehead. But this story is really fun. A schoolboy loses both nipples after classroom dare involving two cans of Lynx. Now, yeah, Lynx.
I disagree with the headline. He didn't lose them. He didn't wake up and was like, where is Lynx nipple
where
number
are they?
One? Where is Barry? Where is Gary? That's what I named my nipples. They fled the country. Maybe they're looking for another tit to reside on.
Now, it seems that what Lynx is some form of, it is what we in America call Axe body spray. And they have body the same spray. Thing. It's called Lynx, right?
It's a magnet for pussy into women. Apparently, according to the commercials, women love the smell of covered up farts.
They don't, though. Because you can smell the fart through the mountain. It's called like mountain lightning. Whatever one of it's called. Yeah, you can still smell it. So this is what he did. The boy, who was not named, he was in his school. He was in his changing room. When someone arrived at him, this is obvious. This happens in high school. This happened. How often does this happen? Someone showed up and said, hey, bet you can't empty these two cans of Lynx onto your nipples. Right.
Well, for those that don't know either, I think most people have experienced an Axe body spray, but it's got a nice chill to it.
It's
almost
chilled.
Gives you a little pep in the step, gives you a little morning, a little morning wake up, kind of like those smelling little smelling pellets that Patrick Mahomes always uses and the military uses as well.
Absolutely. You got to be aware. You got to be strong. But what they did was they went up to him. They were like, okay. He's like, yeah, sure, mate. I'll do it.
Sure,
they
mate.
They emptied two cans of the Lynx onto his nipples, which I can't even imagine the smell in that room.
It smells good.
And then after they did it, his nipples were all like covered in the substance. The guy came up to him. He said, at first I thought it was just cold. Like, it's not really a big thing. But then it started to burn. And then you're like, you're waiting for it to finish. And then all of a sudden, the guy, his buddy walked up to him, flicked his nipples. Like, he flicked them almost in there, and they just came off. He said, it was fine. It was all fine. Then the boy was actually freezing my nipples. He flicked both my nipples, and that's when the nipples, they fell off. Now, have you ever seen a wart? It was exactly like that. It was like raw exposed skin, right?
Well, there you go. Now, I will say, Henry, it seems like you have the accent wrong because, naturally, this was a German boy that said, these nipples, unless they're being clamped to make me come, are no good to me. Let's get rid of them. Because the guy added, as a German, I'm just sitting there. My nipples are gone. I'm just chilling. And then people are like, your shirt is bleeding.
That's what he said. He said he sat there and then his shirt just started weeping blood. And then he's like, these nipples are certainly just accessories to the male body.
Yeah, hey Bismarck, your nipples, shirt is bleeding, your nipples are bleeding.
Yeah, what I'm doing is getting rid of excess blood so I can shimmy through a pipe and get out of the concentration camps.
But he's still on the lam.
Still on the lam. But he said he added people. He said people reacted with disbelief.
Yeah,
and then he's like, because at the time, I guess this happened a couple of years ago. And now he shows them all the time. See, I ain't got no nipples.
Be fair. He's got the areola. The lack of nipple, it seems, it's not that noticeable.
Well, are you the type of person that likes having your nipples played with during sex? Do you want someone
to
touch and grip
this.
On
no
your nipples?
No one wants to hear me talk about this.
Yeah, people
no
get to pull and tug on your nipples.
Sure, you
what
can
about
tear
the ones
apart.
That used to feed Puffin and Jeremy?
First you know, of all, it's Jerry, not Jeremy. He's not going to shoot up the classroom. He's not a song by Pearl Jam.
Jeremy, it could be short for Jerry could be short for Jeremy. But you don't get the side nipples like that fucking Dana Carvey sketch. You remember that when they got him, they lost the show? I feel your pain.
I understand the importance of a nipple when it comes down to sexual fun. But he says, the guy, I gotta love this German guy. He says, I put myself in this position because I accepted the dare.
Yep. Buy the ticket, take the ride, man.
Yeah. He says, now that I look back on it, it's just stupid. It happened. Now I've got no nipples.
That's how it goes, man. But it's a great story.
Be very, very careful.
It's very worth it.
Well, speaking of fun stories or glittery stories, I actually kind of think if I was going to be beaten up by two people, these two gals would be kind of fun. So in Florida, these two gals, they're 27 and they're 29. That's Caitlin O'Donovan and Sarah Franks. And they look extremely scary. Don't have sex with them. Okay. So they showed up at
honestly, I think they're kind of fun. And when it comes down to it, I like, see who's I'm surrounded by. I like a woman that's like got a little bit of edge.
Yeah, but
a little
bit of edge.
You don't know what they're gonna do.
They seem, the thing is, for being almost 30, both of them, they look too young and they seem mischievous and they seem like they have the same soul as the character who played Orphan in the film Orphan. Because it just looks like they are full of deception and lies based upon how happy they are in their mugshots. So you can always tell how comfortable someone is
with crime,
with their own crime and devious nature based upon how much they smile. So the two chicks, they break into this guy's random ass apartment and then they start throwing a bunch of glitter all over the guy's head and torso.
Yes, oh yes.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's in Florida. Looking at them right now, they are hammered beyond belief.
They
off
are.
Of God knows what. And they thought this was going to be super fun. So the guy, he suffered some injuries from the glitter attack. The Charlotte Eye, Ear, and Nose Throat Associates warn that even a tiny piece of glitter gets in someone's eyes, you're gonna have a scratched cornea.
It seems to be the real crime here, I guess, was because at first it said felony. I was like, what the fuck are you charging them? A felony for throwing glitter at the dude?
Nope.
Number one, I guess the glitter was in a container.
Well, that's the problem. But also,
they broke into the house.
And I do think the glitter must have exploded because that's why they were warning even a small shred of glitter can evidently make you blind. So it makes me
wonder
why is glitter so prevalent at children's parties? Do you want to have a blind child? Not that there's anything wrong with that because they have super hearing, super smell, and super ability to taste.
They immediately get those powers too. And although so
was watching,
you want to be blind.
Did you see Shaquille? Well, you probably didn't because you weren't watching the exact YouTube channel that I was about Shaquille O'Neal at 3 o'clock in the morning last night.
No, I wasn't there with you doing that. No.
Got into an elevator at 3 o'clock in the morning. Shaquille O'Neal, big guy, right? You know who comes in with him?
Who?
Mr. Wonder.
Mr. Wonderful?
No.
From Shark Tank?
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder can see some shapes.
And then Shaq said that he didn't say anything, right? Because he's like, that's Stevie Wonder. And so Shaq was very quiet. And then Stevie said that he looked, and then Shaq said that Stevie looked at him and said, what's up, big man? And then Shaq said, he can see.
He is a big man. No, he's a big man. And we actually got an email last week. We talked about this. People do see shades. They do see shapes. They do see some stuff. Like, you do get little bits of light, depending on how blind you are. And Shaq is a very distinctive shape, isn't
he?
He's very Shaq-sized. But
he's a big boy.
Like when it comes to fucking glitter, the real crime is that it's permanent and it's there forever.
Forever and ever.
No one has ever been fucking, I've never heard anybody blinded by glitter. Maybe email side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. If you want to tell me how your cousin died at Pride from glitter,
well,
I don't think it's going to happen.
Look, if you have one of those like poppers to be like, hey, I'm going to ruin your house. Thanks for having me over. Happy New Year's.
Yes.
You put your eye right up to it. You pop it. That could lead to some blindness. Trust me, okay? Now that could lead to some blindness.
You're a really good doctor. I'm glad I came here to this outside. I think we're in a van outside of the fucking 101.
Yes, this is incredible. Well, either way, be very careful out there when it comes to glitter and when it comes to, maybe just lock your door at night because these women in Florida are going to break into your house and spray glitter all over your body. And then you're the asshole.
Also, do your best. Do your fucking best to keep an unstable woman happy. Okay? Just go out there.
Get her a muffin. Know these women. A muffin?
No, I don't know. Get them a muffin. They just want to be thought of. That's really what it comes down to. It really comes down to attention.
Know. Yeah.
This next story is such a side story.
It's Twitter.
It's wonderful. This is such a side story. It's perfect. Right down the pipe story. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how to pronounce any of these things, so
great. We'll
just deal with it. This is in Ireland. So this is Celtic, so I don't even know, or Gaelic. I don't know how you call this. So it's Gardaí. Gardaí. Investigating after a man's body used in apparent attempt to claim pension. It's weekend at Bernie's, but it's during the Dublin pub crawl. right?
I love it. You know, I mean, I feel like if they take the corpse all the way to the courthouse to get a couple of dollars, give it to them one time. One time.
So these two guys, these two entrepreneurs, this is in Carlotto, right? These two entrepreneurs, they said that they were trying to collect a payment, a pension payment on behalf of an older man, right? But they told the guys, they were like, hey, listen, no, you can't just claim it. The guy's got to be here, right?
Sure.
And so they went, put their thinking caps on.
They got hammered.
Okay, maybe we'll figure this out. The man who was at the post office, he left and he returned a short time later with two other guys, right?
Okay.
And one was in his 60s, right? It must have been the guy that was getting the pension. And then there was another younger guy. And the two guys, and they had this, they were there together. These two younger men, they understood, they were trying to get the pension payment for the third man. And then they were looking at him, they were like, we think they're propping this guy up.
Right.
Like in a chair. And then
maybe he's just drunk. It's Ireland. Maybe he's just hammered or something.
Who knows? But the woman looked at him and be like, there's something fishy going on here. I'm going to go and check with my manager before coming back out. And when she came back out, she just found this dead body sitting in the chair while the other two fled.
Well, I guess the body couldn't flee. Maybe they wanted to, though. Maybe they died of embarrassment twice. Because what a horrible situation that this 66-year-old man, now deceased, found himself in.
They don't know. 66, they don't know how he died.
Which isn't that nice that they start getting pension at 60. Must be earlier than 66 anyway. So
I don't know. They checked. Honestly, it's nice that they try to take care of their elderly over there. They got really upset. They're trying to find the guy now. The guy name was Peter Doyle. Right, he's a deceased man. He's in his late 60s. He was a resident of Pallerton Road. And they said, and they described the deceased as he's a decent guy. Very well regarded and liked and caused no offense to anyone. You couldn't make up what happened. Oh, it's unreal when you're looking at it as a rational person. Whoever did this, they were not rational.
You can definitely make up what happened. It literally is a movie. It's a common trope at this point.
Yes.
It's been done in countless films. I mean, Weekend at Bernie's, the most famous, but of course, Christmas Vacation, a whole series of other ones where you're like, no, they're not dead. They're just sleeping. Clue has a great scene where it involves that.
But it is really interesting to think, like, they really thought about it literally. We talk about it this on the show, I think, quite a bit, both last podcast and here, about how we are a lot of the times, as civilians, we are trained by movies. And we think, like, oh, this happens. It's like the old days of rom-coms where you just, like, find out the woman's work schedule by, like, pretending to be her boss. And you call in, you get her work schedule. And then so you can meet cute with her and, like, show up in front of her work accidentally.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, that's stalking. It's stalking.
I've never heard of that for a premise. Yeah.
That happens. It happens. But, I mean, like, this idea of, like, having a body and going this far. Because how much could the pension be?
I mean, it's got to be some pretty good money, at least enough to get hammered for the weekend. It's Ireland. You want to have a good time. Dublin is no joke. It's a little bit pricey. Can't wait to go there at some point in the very near future. See all you wonderful Irish people. But what I like about this story is Carlo Mayor Ken Murnane, he was apparently right there. He's like, I go by that place all the time. It's a busy-ass post office. Normally, there'd be a queue at the door. I was absolutely shocked to hear about what happened. I can't believe anyone would do something like that.
What if he wasn't, though? What if he wasn't shocked? And he was like, that happens three times a week. Oh, yeah, they're always coming in here with a dead body, trying to get the pension. And the whole time we say, hey, get a job. Why don't you bury that body and I'll pay you $10?
Well, why can't they just get it one time and then they can help with the burial of the man? Because it feels like they really do. I guess it's a pretty aggressive cutoff. The pension. It is it like does. Once you're dead, really... I think maybe give us a couple of weeks extra. Why not?
They don't, because when it comes down to it, it's always people drinking, rubbing alcohol, trying to get it. And I don't know why. I don't know why it can't just be someone who really needed it. Because I'm sure these guys did need it, but not maybe. Like a single mom of nine needs it.
Well, you
know
never
mean?
Know who they were going to be giving that money to. Perhaps they were going to take from the corpse and give to the people who are alive. Or, again, most likely, going to go spend it on booze. Bangers and mash and booze.
You know how much money it costs to get fish and chips over there. That's opposite. It's actually the only thing you can afford to eat.
Fantastic. I can't wait to go over there.
I can't
This story
wait.
Seems like it could be Irish, but this is in Maine. And this is another situation that I have to assume alcohol was involved in. I don't know why I'm assuming it was involved in the Irish story, but I think it was. There was a Maine dude. He was just walking around on Friday, right? And you're like, well, why is that a story?
How'd that get to the news?
Who cares? Well, he was holding something in one of his arms, and it was his other arm.
Yeah.
The man was not identified, but he was just walking around. He's like, I got an extra arm here. And wow, I can't believe that's so weird. That's not, my body's not put together right. And then
he sounds like he was in shock. It was after, because it's again, first thing in the morning, this must be very fucking intense.
Yeah.
His arm was sawed off at the shoulder. Public works crews who were in the area stopped to help. They called the police. They applied a tourniquet. Thanks. Get a Band-Aid. That can maybe help.
Well, and you know who did it? It was arborists. Those are people who take care of trees.
Yes.
Isn't that exciting? These are almost heroes of the week.
Workplace accident. Thing is, this idea of just showing, like, that's got to be scary to see during the day as it just squirt, 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 just the blood shooting out of you like it's Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and you got your own arm in your hands. That's got to be really trippy to know exactly how heavy your own arm is.
Yeah, according to Marianne Brenchick, she's the director at the Lewiston Public Parks. This all, again, as Henry said, happened at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
This is what she said. She said it couldn't have been better guys for that kind of situation regarding the arborist. She goes on to say, I really hope it made a difference for that guy. I think it did, because otherwise I'm pretty sure you bleed to death.
He must have been in shock. And just the idea of also being like, thank God the arborists are here. Because also, what are they going to do?
Heroes.
What are they going to do? They are looking. They're going to put sap on it.
I don't know.
They did apply a tourniquet. And I guess, yeah, if anybody knows how to deal with somebody whose arm is completely sawed off, it would be somebody who works with chainsaws for a living.
Yeah, absolutely. They know what to do with the chainsaw. They're heroes. They do plant a lot of trees as well. They don't just destroy. They also bring back a little bit of trees.
That's
what they say anyway. So, they're not going to bring the guy's arm back. That is gone. That's gone forever. And the man will never be able to
there goes drums. His NASCAR career.
Maybe, but then again, what is it, AC/DC? Who's the drummer? Def Leppard.
That one guy, one arm.
That one guy.
You know what I will say? When it comes down to it, yes. Do I love that you go out there, like the guy who learned how to shoot guns with his feet, right? You lost your arms. You're trying to come up with something. But you know what I mean? When it could, like the guy who became the national, like, medaled arrow guy. He was an arrow
with his feet.
Shooter with his feet.
I remember
it's
that.
It's like, what are we
thinking? Marcus Parks lighting a match
with his feet.
You can do so much.
Why are we bragging? Get into tap dancing if you don't got arms.
Okay.
Don't take a position from somebody who had arms. Like, what if they got arms but no legs, okay? You got arms but no legs. You go into the arrow shooting competition. You get beat. But the guy who's only legs, no arms and has legs, how does this happen? What? I guess you're not good enough if you're only arms. Like when it comes down to the very essence of competition, that if you get beat by a man who's only feet and you are only arms in an arm-based competition, I guess you deserve to lose.
Well, but if you're doing arm wrestling, but one person uses their feet, they're going to win.
Right?
Yeah. So anyway,
legs are stronger than arms.
Legs are definitely stronger than arms, unless you miss leg day and then you have two huge ass strong arms. But then everyone's going to make fun of you.
But then honestly, a lot of times though, those muscles are fucking ornamental. A lot of these guys are just, you see all these fit guys.
If they use
not real muscle. They got the punctures. They take the pills.
Some,
they take the HGH. And then some of them just pump.
HGH, it's still a real muscle.
Real strength requires gumption.
Gumption.
Real strength.
No, gumption is something detectives have.
Yeah,
gumption has nothing to do with strength.
No, you got to do your whole body.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with gumption. That's not the definition of gumption. Gumption is stick-to-itiveness that relies, you can't, like, gumption is like, I'm fat, but I still married this woman that is very attractive.
Gumption. That's true. Gumption. Yeah. The only exercise I need anymore is I flip a bag 75-pound dog food down the street. That's it. That's
you
the
might
only
Wendy
thing you
a 75-pound bag of dog food?
No, I throw it out. I put it in a dumpster, leave it out for all the raccoons to build and the restaurants around the corner.
That's great. I can't wait. I'm getting around to feeding the squirrels again, and they are loving it. They are loving it.
They do like it, but we do have to be careful because they do carry plague.
Yeah, but who cares? Well,
I guess when it comes down to it, if you can get one plague, you might as well get the other.
So in Maine, this dude's walking around with his arm in his arm.
I mean, this is the end of the story. There's nothing else to the story. They just have to attach the arm.
They had to attach the arm. I don't know if they did or not. But and then in Florida, this is a different kind of story. But in Florida, dude, this guy, Logan Smith, right? He's 18 years old. He had this idea that he's going to go mug and try to murder a jogger.
He had been stalking this guy for months.
For months. Because apparently he has some sexual fantasies. But dude, I'm looking at this Logan Smith guy. He's crying in the mugshot because he got his fucking ass kicked.
He did.
Because the man that he tried to mug or
was
kill,
a karate man.
So he just fucking got his ass kicked. Like, he just woke up today and was like, I've been stalking this man for 6 months. Today's the day. He finally gets to beat the shit out of me. I don't know what this man thought was going to happen.
Well, apparently he'd been watching this guy and had built his, followed him on his route, which is why if you are a jogger,
very
and I mean
Dahmer-esque, right? Doesn't it sound like Dahmer?
It does. You need to change up your route. I do it all the time. I don't go the same ways a lot of different times because you never know who's fucking watching you. All right. Because they do. They'll put a fucking make on you, dog.
Well, right? Okay.
They want to find you. They're trying to corner you. Always have your
There's
head
only
on the
so
swivel.
Many places you can run, though. I mean, you know.
That's why you got to have backups out of backup. Keep a plank with a nail through it in the backseat of your car.
Well, what if you didn't want to live life as if you were being stalked by someone
then
who was then planning
victim.
On murdering you for
then
sexual
be
favors?
Be a fucking victim.
Well, then be a victim. Well, that's not what happened.
So yeah, this guy, so it's really fucked up. He had a mallet and an axe aerosol on the ground. So what he was going to do was, again, axe. Two different stories with this shit.
I don't know why.
I don't know. He hid behind a thing. Hid behind a light pole.
Do I look like a lamp? Do I look like a lamp?
Honestly, I don't know why he thought he could do the Looney Tunes defense here. I don't know why he thought he could hide himself like he's Wile E. Coyote. All right, he placed the mallet and the axe aerosol on the ground next to him, right? And was waiting for the dude to come past. And then he jumped at him, and he had a clothing robe belt around the guy's neck, right? He put it around the neck because his goal was to immobilize him with the fucking robe tie and then spray his eyes with the axe body spray, I guess until he was immobilized or he smelled so good he went to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, all you're going to do, again, as we've learned from the commercials, is attract a crowd of beautiful women who can't get enough of the smell of, you know, motor oil.
They're so blinded by their sexual flourishing, like the sexuality just flourishing inside of them, that they have to help you commit this crime. Because he was, this is so stupid, because he was going to bonk him with the mallet. It didn't happen, because the guy immediately kicked him in the chest and beat the fuck out of him. But he said, this is also why I don't like this Logan Smith guy, besides just the attempted murder and rape of this man.
Asshole.
He said that he got the idea to commit a crime from a horror movie. That he said,
I watched
a violent movie. All he said was, I watched a violent movie and I decided I was going to kill this guy.
I've never seen Axe body spray in any horror movie. Maybe like a douchebag character uses too much cologne and then they die first from Michael or Jason or Freddy. And then just jumping out at someone from the bushes, that's not enough of a plot for a horror movie.
No, it's not. It's really not. And so that's why I think that he's trying to get play, trying to see if he'll get people to like write about this and talk about this because he did the thing of being like, hey, it was the movies that did it. Because then he said he further planned to place the victim's body into his closet where the defendant stated no one would know, even though he lived with his parents. And then he said he was going to play with the victim to fulfill his sexual fantasies.
Very Dahmer-esque. Highly recommend if you are this boy's parents, get him a real doll or something. He looks like he's going to have a horrible time in jail. He already has a very weepy face. And it's a good thing that this guy was able to overpower him. Otherwise, he would be in this boy's closet stinking of Axe body spray to cover up
the
smell
thing.
Of deterioration.
Oh, yeah, and what I like here is when you go right to I just like the comments on this article because some of them are really fun because one is just, the top one is, once more we see what being a Democrat can lead to. And then it's pretty good.
Then someone says future Republican congressman. I don't know how they got any, I don't know why they got political with this.
Incels equals incels. Whoa, you gotta be, whoa, be careful there. Wow.
All right, let's move on to Hero of the Week, shall we?
This is a really good one.
This Hero of the Week, this is cute. It's
this
another
is cute,
cute
as fucking
one.
Hell.
It is the donkey named Betty White once again.
Oh, yes, finally, yes.
Donkey. Honk,
honestly,
honk.
I was at first confused, but like, oh, we're just going to name this donkey named Betty White Hero of the Week. But at the same time, each week, it's my hero.
It really is, isn't it? I know. It's just incredible. But this week's Hero of the Week is actually not the animal, not an animal, but you know what it is? It's tiny sausages. So there is this dog, Millie, Jack Russell Terrier, unbelievably cute dog, right?
It's very cute.
It got caught in a couple of mud flaps. And it's like, it's a dog. And it maybe isn't the smartest dog on the face of the planet.
I don't think so, no.
So cops and firefighters and the Coast Guard were all trying to get this damn dog out of these mother trucking mud flaps. And the rescuers were like, this dog is not coming. So what did they do? They said, perhaps attaching some sausage to a drone. Daddy, do you want some sausage? Perhaps attaching a sausage to a drone would entice and tempt Millie out.
This is the thing, man. I love our sweet Wendy so much. Sure. She has a hard time being off the leash because she doesn't listen.
Crazy.
She doesn't listen. She's been too supported. All right.
Brains are not that big in these little guys. You know, let's be honest.
She has been enabled to a point where she does not really feel the need to pay attention to her name. And this thing is that what these tiny dogs don't understand is also the thing about tiny dogs is that a lot of times they write checks that their bodies can't cash.
Yes,
and
they
want it. They want to appear much bigger. So the thing about this puppy is that he was just like, I can handle this fucking flood.
Sure.
Everybody loves me. Right? Everybody takes
care of me. I'm Millie.
Millie.
The dog can't even comprehend that anything wrong could happen to it. So what happened was Millie, she slipped her lead in Havant, Hampshire. After the frantic public appeals, she was spotted again, as Henry said, in the mud flaps. Now, the danger of being engulfed in the tide is very real. She resisted efforts to encourage her to safety. And then finally, again, they were like, what does Millie like? And they said, little sausages.
Honestly.
So Chris Taylor said, it was a crazy idea. Again, not that crazy, but nonetheless.
You know what's weird? You know what's really fucking weird about this whole story? Same way they got Ghislaine. She was hiding in that fucking Airbnb for so long. They just
Ghislaine.
Gizzy, would you like some sausage?
Gizzy, you want some sausage?
Gizzy, would you like some sausage? And she's just like, if it's connected to a billionaire, please.
I can't wait. Prince, we don't really cover that story too much, but we will at some point. Maybe at some point that'll be a beefy last podcast episode. Who knows? Prince Andrew, dude, watching that fucking elitist bitch. Did you hear? We'll get back to Hero of the Week in a second.
He needs to get hit by a fucking car.
Did you hear about his teddy bear collection?
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
No.
This grown man, he had 71 teddy bears. And the first job as a maid, you have to put them in specific places when he wakes up in the morning. And then you have to put them back in the same spot every fucking night.
No.
He was in his 50s when he was doing... Anyway, the man was disgusting.
What is this, Baron Trump trying to keep him from killing a maid? You're a prince.
He's inbred. I actually like Baron only because he's 6'7" and he's very awkward, and I can't imagine how horrible that was for him. I don't know if I like him, but what a fucking nightmare.
Who knows what he's
nightmare.
Like in real life? He's going to be a
Who
Twitch
knows?
Streamer.
He could be a total fucking nightmare.
He's going to own our whole network one day.
Probably. Who the fuck knows? Anyway. Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the good news and not those disgusting pedophiles in power.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chris says it was a crazy idea. He goes on to say one of the local residents on the beach where we were flying, they supplied them the sausages. And I think, you know where the sausages came from? Aldi, which is a nice little German grocery store.
That's actually really nice.
And strangely enough, the woman who offered the sausages, she cooked them up. And then they attached him to the string, so they gave Millie like really good food.
Seriously, by my standards, this is what happens with little dogs.
Yeah,
her whole life is so well curated that the only because it wasn't even raw sausages.
No, how many times Millie wouldn't have done it?
We get the farmer's dog for Wendy. I don't even know if we still do the fucking advertisement for a farmer's dog. It is the most she like night. It's better meat than I eat is in this fucking food for the dog. And Natalie still is like. Better warm it up for her. And just being like, no, she's got to at least be able to rough it on some level. It's a dog. She doesn't understand.
It is a dog.
So this dog had to be, it had to be cooked. The sausage just had to be heated up for it.
And they're oldie sausage, so you know they're good. I mean, it's cheap and bad quality, but they are good. Taylor goes on to say, if we hadn't gotten her away from that area, the tide would have come in and she would have been at risk of drowning. It was something we never tried before. The sausages were the last resort, as we couldn't reach her by kayak or by any other means. Because Millie was hungry, it worked. Oh, isn't that nice?
That's just so
damn cute.
And she's
been lured away of danger. And now she is, and they said, we certainly could consider using sausages again. Every dog in search operation is going to be different. But if we were in a similar situation again, we'd employ the same methods to lure the dog.
Hey, I tell you what, I'll come for sausages as well. Won't you give me one now? I'm a bit of a drone operator. Like you
and
ain't
funny
missing.
Enough, so the sausage worked. Millie ran away again. And then
I finally
reunited with her owner.
I just
Emma
feel
Oaks,
like it's a lot.
After being spotted in the inland from the marsh. So she's a crazy dog. But anyway.
Is it a Jack Terrier or Jack Russell?
It's a Jack Russell.
Yes,
so yeah,
exactly.
They don't think before they run a bunch. And then they run and then they find themselves in the middle of trouble. And then again,
but
as Jerry said, they get treats and then they don't learn a lesson.
Nothing. Because what are you going to do? You can't hit it. You can't bop it. It's a fucking sweet little dog. So it just goes on living its fucking absolutely deluded life. Like every single thing in reality bends to their will, much like, honestly, hopefully their owners and their men.
Yeah. Emma Oaks says she's relieved. She's relieved. She says relief just poured over me. And to your point, Millie's a rescue dog. She's quite timid. She loves being at home more than anything. And now she's back doing what she does best, which is sleeping. She just sleeps and eats.
Yes.
And she says she just sleeps and eats and looks at you as if to say, I'm resting. Leave me alone. I'm resting.
See?
Leave me alone. This dog just countless man hours. Now I'm actually kind of mad at Millie because that's dogs for you. I'm resting. Leave me alone. It's like you were just dead.
You were just dead.
You don't even know you're alive.
The entire infrastructure of the police department just saved you.
I'm resting. Leave
I'm
me
resting.
Alone.
That's true. Well, you know.
There you go. Well, either way.
We got here. We got here. Immediately
so sausages,
got to with the villain.
Sausages, you are hero of the week.
Yep. All right, here we go. Some listener emails. Here we go. I like this next story. The way that this was prompted was because they said a lot of my friends make fun of me for this story.
Okay. Let's see if they're right.
The story takes place at my college boyfriend's grandma's house. So my college boyfriend's grandma's house.
Grandma's house. Okay.
We stayed there during quarantine. He was out doing whatever. So I was left alone in the house. I went up to the garage to take a rather large dab, which instantly decapacitated me. Right?
Yeah,
this is
okay.
What happens.
Sure.
So I stumbled back to the bedroom, kind of blacked out in the bed for a bit. It was very important to note that I always curl up as close to the wall as possible, and I did that when I laid down. And I remember coming to just slightly feeling like I had been worked up sexually.
Oh, my.
I was very foggy still, and I honestly thought it was a wet dream. There seemed to be something strange going on inside of me. Not to get too descriptive, but it felt penetrative.
Is this so? This is a girl, right?
Yep, I guess.
I didn't know the girls had wet.
Somebody's getting cummed on. Somebody can get cummed inside, right? But there was nothing there.
Well, that's all
I remember
of us.
Climaxing in a way I have never before or since. Not hard, just
Wait.
Weird.
Okay, so it is a boy.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, climaxing could be the other one side too. Anybody can
but
come
he said
in
hard.
Any way.
I don't know. Okay.
I know. They came hard.
They came
Someone,
hard. Okay.
I'm
just, all right. So I'm just
going
to assume this is a woman and they
I'm
can have wet
go.
Dreams. Okay.
Right?
She's a goat. That's what you said.
Yes. I'm okay. a go.
Oh, you're right? Gonna go.
I'm gonna go.
Okay, got it.
All right, and it was sort of a shock that took me out of the fog. And realizing I was now at the edge of the bed, my legs hanging off of my feet on the floor, I sat up, and it took me a bit to process what just happened. I wasn't scared, but a little disturbed. Uh-huh. And I didn't tell my boyfriend because I knew he'd get weird and upset about it because he was a dick. Whoa.
I guess so. I mean, who cares if you have an orgasm? What am I?
Maybe he can. Maybe the ghost makes you calm better than he can. What are you gonna do? When I finally did, about a year after the fact, he was predictably irritated that I had some sort of sexual experience without him. That's what he says.
Weird.
Whatever, man. He should learn how to fucking get to that clit the way that ghost did, the way Benjamin Franklin did.
Sure, why not? Gobble gobble. Have fun with it. Honestly, the guy seems like a total psychopath.
Yeah, it's dumb. The guy's stupid.
If you have a dream that Natalie cheated on you and then you wake up and you're mad at Natalie, or the inverse, it's like
it's weird.
You can't be truly mad. It's a joke if you are mad.
Yes.
You have to get over it.
It's just a bit. You have to get over it because it is not real. Right? But it was interesting. So here we go. Here's another one.
Oh, that's the story?
That's just the story.
The whole fucking email was about she came when she was asleep and her boyfriend was mad at it.
Because a ghost did it and he couldn't do it.
We have an entire show, folks. Too much chili. We have an entire call-in show coming up on Sirius.
Dude, this is why
For example, that email,
start the show up.
But maybe not. I don't know if that's a good story or not.
Our entire call-in show is going to be like this. This is the show.
So I'm just going
to... Everyone's got to get used to it.
So that's the expectation. She went to bed. She fucked a ghost. Her boyfriend got mad because it wasn't him.
And we'll talk about the merits of this for 20 minutes and get to the end of the show.
Fantastic. All right, great.
So what we'll do. Got a really good information about how the proper way to dispose of a body is to wrap it in chicken wire and weight it as it goes down so that the body actually, the bones stay within the chicken wire. It floats to the bottom of a cavity or a something of water, any sort of source of water.
Sure.
And then the animals and shit can eat and pick all the meat off the bones while it's sitting inside of the mesh cylinder. So there's a tip.
Makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, you can really think about it like that.
But then it would be, the only thing is then at all times the corpse will be together in skeletal remains.
Yes, that
so
is
if
the
they
problem,
find that, it's like, we really got it here.
Yes, but if not, but it but, won't, bits of it won't float up.
Right. Okay.
Independent from interesting. It, right? So, you know, so put that in your back pocket.
Put that in your back pocket. Be better than Carla Homolka. And that other douchebag, aren't they the ones who kept on fucking it up?
Yes.
Yeah, they did not know how to dispose
of
a body
morons.
Very well. Yes, indeed.
So here we go. I'm a cashier, so I have to keep the volume pretty low when I listen to your show. And I like to think of myself as someone with very imaginative mind. But what I heard, I did not imagine. I wanted to tell you the story because I cannot for the life of me find a satisfying, logical answer for what me and my coworker heard. Huh. It was a normal Tuesday, about 6:28, I think. I was just getting into my groove, and I was listening to the Bonnie and Clyde episodes. Nice. And all three customers that were there were within eyeshot. They were all looking at my makeup, no one walking in front of the candy. All right, my coworker was down in the sexual health area, just out of my eyesight. Sure. But I could hear him moving, right? All was peaceful. Then all of a sudden, there's this rumbling like thunder off in the distance.
Hmm.
It was honestly clear outside when I heard, in the most terrifying, spine-jerking, pant-shitting voice.
Ooh. I can see you. Jesus!
Right behind me. And it was so close, I froze to the spot, terrified that a customer stuck behind the counter. And I was so slow, it was so slow and menacing, I was literally unable to move until a customer walked up to the counter. Everything was normal around me.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of rationalized it, saying maybe I was hallucinating. Right up until the customer asked me if I'd heard someone. Did you just hear someone say, and this is the customer saying, did you just hear someone say, I can see you? Or if it was just in his head. And I was shocked and couldn't help but nervous laugh it off. And I checked him out and he left. And the other two customers, they didn't hear anything. I guess it was almost out of my head again. All right. When my coworker ran up to me and asked if I had heard someone say, I can see you. Or was it just in their head? Now, there's no way Anybody could have snuck behind me. And there's nothing but a wall that leads outside behind me. I've never been so terrified in my life. I have a deep fear of people who I do not know being in places where I'm supposed to feel comfortable, right? The motion detectors have been going off in our ceiling. We thought it was squirrels. And now we don't know who to call, the exterminator or the police.
That's Ghostbusters, it sounds like.
That's scary as fuck. But who knows about that?
I can see you. Well, when you're back there, if you could pick up a little bit, that'd be great.
Yeah, if you could maybe just help me mark some of these. There's been a sale. Wow. But yeah, that's where we'll end it for listener pasta. That's not even listener pasta. It's separate.
This is separate.
You fucking know what I mean.
Absolutely they do.
And I'm not mad about it.
No, you're not at all. I guess, have we thanked everyone for coming out to Texas yet?
We'll do it.
Thanks for everyone who came out to our Tejas shows. Y'all were just wonderful,
so
truly.
And then this weekend,
we're going to be blabbing in Washington, D.C., in Philadelphia.
Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia. We can't wait to be with you guys. And in D.C., I am ending Dry Jan officially a day earlier, because I need to have whiskey in Washington, D.C.
It's so much fun there. We're very, very excited. Big ups to our friends. It's so good, all the people we met in Texas. Very excited to be back on the road.
So cliche, man, but that Texas queso is no joke.
It really is very, very good. Tex-Mex, it does hit different there.
It's so good.
It's really good. And I just want to say, can you believe how much I live to make people laugh?
Every day.
I live for it. Some people, they say, do what you love, and, it's difficult to do for the rest of your life. And it is.
It is, but it's not as difficult as doing what you hate.
Yeah, doing what you hate's much worse. So every day I love for the fact I wake up, I don't have to work at the office anymore. If you're at the office right now, fucking, you're great, good work, you're crushing it, but I wasn't a good fit. I got fired from all of those jobs. I was bad at it. I was bad at doing the expense reports. I was bad at booking travel. I don't know if you could tell about me, but I don't have an eye for detail.
Great.
Right? I'm not really locked in there. And so that's when I laugh. Just thinking about how much I make others laugh, right?
You laugh? Well, it seems a little self-aggrandizing there towards the end. But, you know, during these times of struggle, we do like to make people laugh. And that is one thing that Mr. Bob Saget, he gave a great presentation on the red carpet when he said, some people think we do it for ourselves. And, of course, there is that aspect.
We do, but truly, of course we do for ourselves. But
there is something. We love to make people laugh and make people smile a little bit, make them think. And make them smile and forget their worries. Just to be honest,
this whole episode's all about thank the comedians. Because you never know.
Please don't.
You'll never know when these comedians that you love will be gone. And you got to thank them. Give them your money now.
You hear Saget, you hear Norm, you hear Louie, you hear The Loaf even. Like when I hear my parents are aging and then like you realize they're like, I have no grandparents anymore. Like I understand it is all happening, right?
It's starting to happen.
But there's something about the celebrity class of the people that we watched growing up. And like the idea that Norm is dead now and like, you know, it's just crazy.
Time is a brutal, never ending steamroller.
You know, one of our friends had a chance to hang out with Norman Lear. And then, he's 98. So I'm 40 now. And it seems like at this point it has begun starting, unfortunately, 3 years ago. It just seems like we just talk about everyone's dead. Everyone's just going to die now.
Well, the thing that's worse is now we're getting to really dark territory. How many of these comedians I've heard tell me, wait till all your friends all die in a group, because that's what happens. All your friends just die in a group. You're like, why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this fucking to me?
I don't.
What a good way to end.
Anyway.
Come and see us live. It's going to be so much more entertaining than us breaking down how everyone's going to die soon.
We can't wait.
You know what I meant to say? February 1st, we go wide.
Yes.
Remember that. That's next week. We go wide. It's on Spotify.
Wait.
It's on Stitcher. It's on all the bullshit. Fucking wherever you want it, you can get it. We're really excited. We're opening up with a big fucking series next week.
Can't wait.
And we are going to fucking... gonna rip it out.
Yep, I got a couple of shows in my sights that I'm gonna be taking out, if you know what I mean. With ratings.
Oh, good. Very good.
Not with bullets. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Can't wait to see you all on the road very soon. Take care of yourselves, truly. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
Be free. Be well, my friends. Be free. Be for yourself.
Okay. Yes.
Be and be good.
Be and be good.
Sorry, that's like when every single time I'm trying to get out of an Uber and go into the airport, it's always I'd be like, you be free, friend.
You
be free and well.
Well, it's always embarrassing when you're like, you have a safe flight too, and you're like, they're not taking like,
oh, that's
flight.
Brian Regan. That's a Brian Regan.
Is that right?
Yep.
Good for him. You oh, he's still around. He's still alive. There you go.
All right. Goodbye.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.